Sniffing. Was Holly crying? In the months following her father's death, this had been a daily ritual. A familiar, helpless pain sapped the energy from Maureen's limbs. Are you okay? The water came on again, blocking out the quiet sobbing. Please, let me in. Holly? Still no answer. From past experience, Maureen knew there probably wouldn't be. In her grief, Holly had withdrawn from her mother, refusing to take the comfort Maureen ached to provide. Silence descended as the water was turned off. Maureen made quick use of the opportunity to be heard. Holly, please tell me what's wrong.
You've got to be kidding.
Maureen flinched. When had her daughter perfected that icy, cutting tone? Something slammed. The toilet seat? The medicine cabinet? A second later, the door opened and Holly glared at her. Eyes red, cheeks flushed, lips swollen. Maureen longed to hold out her arms, but she knew, oh, how she knew, that her daughter would just back away. What is it, sweetie? Maybe she'd heard one of her dad's favorite songs on the station she liked to listen to in the morning. Or had a sad dream.
You are so insensitive. I can't believe it.
Maureen stepped to the side so Holly could leave the bathroom. Oh, how she longed for the simplicity of a 2-year-old's temper tantrum.
It's a year today, Holly burst out. You didn't even remember.
Instantly, Maureen understood. I'm sorry, Holly. But her daughter had already taken off down the hall. A second later, the front door slammed. Maureen swallowed an urge to scream, then went to the living room window. She caught a glimpse of Holly from the back as she ran across the street toward school. Poor, sad, confused child. She missed her father so much. Maureen wished her own grief could be so uncomplicated. 2 minutes after she was in her BMW, Maureen was on the cell phone using the Bluetooth function. At a red light, she speed dialed her assistant. Looks like I'm going to be a little late for the partners meeting. Could you pull the files I was working on last week and order me a latte, please? Next, she dialed her youngest sister, who lived about 2 hours north of Missoula in Whitefish. Kelly was a patrol officer and could be counted on for level-headed advice. Last time Maureen had seen her in person had been at Kelly and Mick's wedding, 2 months ago, but they spoke on the phone often. Hey, Kel, are you at work?
I'm off for the next few days. Just dropped Billy off at kindergarten. What's up?
Maureen marveled at her calm tone. Kelly and Mick were raising Mick's young nephew Billy and niece Amanda. Quite a lot to take on for a woman who'd been single 6 months ago. Yet Kelly never seemed flustered by her new roles, which only made Maureen feel more incompetent as a mother. Holly was crying in the bathroom again this morning. As usual, nothing I said helped. Should I try a different grief counselor? Holly hadn't seemed to benefit from sessions with 2 previous psychologists, and Maureen had given up. But maybe she needed to try therapy one more time.
It's the year anniversary today, isn't it? Kelly said.
Yeah. Geez, even her sister had remembered. Maybe she was the heartless monster her daughter thought she was.
It's pretty normal for her to be upset on a day like today. Honestly, I'm more worried about you. You're so busy worrying about Holly, you never take time for yourself. I know it's hard to lose a father. Didn't we all grow up without one? But you lost your husband, your life partner.
Maureen resisted the urge to groan. Yes, Rod's death had been a tragedy, but their marriage had been far from the rosy union her sisters seemed to imagine.
At least we had sisters, Kelly continued. Holly's an only child, and she and Rod were so close.
They sure were. It had been painful for Maureen sometimes how obvious Holly's preference for Rod was over her. She couldn't pinpoint the moment her doting toddler had begun running to Daddy when she had a problem instead of Mommy. Probably shortly after Maureen had started back at work full-time, and Rod had become the stay-at-home caregiver.